Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 1 Thessalonians 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, and continually recalling before our God and Father your work of faith, your labor of love, and your enduring hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers who are beloved by God, we know that He has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with great conviction. Just as you know, we lived among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord when you welcomed the message with the joy of the Holy Spirit in spite of your great suffering. As a result, you have become an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only did the message of the Lord ring out from you to Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone out to every place, so that we have no need to say anything more. For they themselves report what kind of welcome you gave us, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to await His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, our deliverer from the coming wrath. This is God's Word. We paused our reading in Acts, at Acts 18, in the last devotional, because it seems clear that Paul wrote this first letter to the Thessalonians while he was in Corinth during the time period covered by Acts 18. You can see Acts 18:11 for some information about that. So we're going to read this letter and 2 Thessalonians for the next few days before we return to Acts. This passage overflows with thanksgiving for the Thessalonian believers because the evidence of their faith in God was so abundantly clear to Paul. Because he was so thankful for them, Paul prayed for these believers. And what was it that Paul prayed about when he prayed for them? Verse 3 says it was, "Your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Those are the words of the NIV. In other words, it was their walk with God that he prayed for. He thanked God for how their faith showed itself in real-life ways, and he prayed that God would continue to nurture and strengthen that faith. I think that one reason why we find it hard to pray for other Christians is that we're not in tune with their spiritual lives. We pray for health and happiness when we do pray. But do we ever thank God for ways in which we see each other growing and then ask God to keep that growth going? As your devotional time comes to a close this morning, I'm going to encourage you to take some time to think of one other believer, maybe someone you brought to Christ or whose faith you've contributed to as a discipler, as a teacher, or just as a friend. So think of that one person, and then take a few minutes to think about the evidences of spiritual growth you've seen in that person's life, and what areas he or she may be challenged in right now. Then pray, thanking God for what he's done in that person's life, and asking God to keep going and keep doing that work. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address to receive a free email subscription to these devotionals. And if you can help me with financial support, go to dailypbj.com/support. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.